First of all, a warm welcome to all of you. It's great to have you all here, and our young people ready to receive their first communions. You guys look excited, so I'm happy to see that. Great to see the church so full this morning. When I was finishing my first year of seminary, we were getting ready for our tests, and I'm sure you guys have had tests in school, and you got to study and work hard and prepare, and I was trying to do that. I had one test on the church fathers one day, and the next day I had an Old Testament scripture test, or so I thought. I woke up the morning of my first test, and I looked to see in what classroom I had to go and take my test, and said, I've been studying for the wrong test for 3 days now. Shoot. So I spent, luckily it was at 5 o'clock that night, so I had a little bit of time. Spent all day cramming in as much information about the church fathers as I thought I could, and I kept going and going, but I wasn't going to get through all my notes in time, and so I figured I'm going to walk to class, it's about a half hour walk, and I'm going to read my notes as I walk, which is a bad idea, but I was going to try and do everything I could. It was a nice sunny day, didn't think anything of it. As I'm walking to class, it starts raining, like pouring down rain. It's 97 degrees in a clear sky, and yet I am drenched. My notes are soaked. There's no way I could study on the way over there. So I walked into the school ready to take my test, kind of, but I wanted to really sit down and cry. I'm soaking wet. I don't feel ready. There's no way this is going to go well. Luckily, this professor had us roll dice to see which questions we would answer on the test. Had to roll the dice 3 times and answer 2 of the questions. And I got to pick which 2. Rolled the dice the first time, and I said, that one's at the very end of my notes. I have no idea. Rolled the dice a second time. Oh, good, that was the first question there. I'm ready to go for that one. Rolled the dice a third time, and it was the last thing I got to study before I walked in that building. Thank you, Jesus. I passed my test. And you could say that it was those dice, right? I don't think so. Everything else went wrong that day. By my own efforts, not because I intentionally failed to study for this exam, I was going to fail. I said a little prayer before I went in there, and I tell you, it was Jesus who rolled that last dice, giving me the question I needed to pass that test. And I promise you, I went back and studied the rest later, so I didn't skip the last half of the course, but has that ever happened to you sometimes? You're doing your best. You're trying to do what you know how, and everything just seems to go wrong. You make a mistake. The weather's not cooperating. You don't feel prepared, and it just seems like, oh, this is so hard. I think we all have that experience. The disciples certainly did in the gospel reading today, right? They'd been following Jesus for 3 years. He had died. They don't know what to do now, so they go back to what they know how to do. They were fishermen. So they set out in the boat to catch some fish, and guess what? They worked hard all night long. They couldn't catch a fish. It's really disheartening, right? They're trying, but there's nothing there for them. But then Jesus comes along and says, "Try over here." All of a sudden, they catch 153 large fish and have trouble hauling it to the shore. I don't know about you, but I've never been able to catch 153 fish in my life, and certainly not any big ones. Jesus comes to us in our need and gives us the strength, the help, and the grace to go forward. And today, as you receive your first communion, you get to receive that help and grace in a really special way. Jesus is coming to you, body, blood, soul, and divinity, to be a part of your life, to help you, to strengthen you, to lead you on the right path, to lead you to bear fruit in ways you wouldn't be able to do it on your own. What a great gift that is. This morning, we don't just hear Jesus say, "Come, have breakfast." We hear him say, "Come, have the foretaste of eternal life. Come, receive my divine life within you. Come, receive a share in the kingdom of heaven by being united to me." We couldn't do that on our own. How many of us struggle day after day trying to do our best, and it just doesn't seem to be enough? We need Jesus to give us that grace. We need His love, His help, to help bear fruit in our lives. And with that grace, we can accomplish things we would never be able to do on our own. You guys look excited for your first communion, but hopefully it's not your last. Hopefully you have that same excitement as you come to Jesus again and again to receive that grace, that help, to do things you couldn't do by yourself. It's not some magic wafer though, right? It's not like if you receive Jesus in communion, everything's going to be perfect. We still have to try. We still have to work. Jesus didn't come to the shore of the Sea of Galilee, snap his fingers, and just fill the boat with fish. He said, throw your net over the side. Just throw it over there. He made them still try, but he helped them. Jesus does the same for us. We come here to receive his grace, his life, and we know we're not alone in our efforts. That Jesus isn't with us just sometimes, but he wants to be a very part of our life. He wants to help us in everything that we do. So he gives us his body and blood as our food, to nourish us, to remain with us. Do we have that same reaction of Peter when we find out it's the Lord helping us? He jumps off the boat and swims ashore, running to Jesus. Guys, don't run this morning. I don't want you to trip and fall. The marble's kind of hard. But you guys seem excited. Do we have that same excitement every time we come? Running to the Lord, knowing that with Him we can do more than we could on our own. Knowing that without Him we could do nothing. And eager to be with Him, knowing that we are not alone in this life. Brothers and sisters, as we see our young people receive their first communion for the first time, may we look at them and see that joy and eagerness. I know you've worked hard this year. You're ready. You're excited. We should feel the same. Every time we come to the Lord, this is something special. He is present in my life. I am not alone. I don't have to do it all on my own. What a great gift that is, that Jesus would want to be so close. So let us run to Him, week after week, day after day, eager to be close to the Lord and to receive the grace He desires to give us. When we do that, we'll be amazed at what He can do in our lives and what we can do with Him.